This is James, and we are the Kid Critics Podcast. My co-hosts, as always, are Brady and Owen. And today, we are going to be talking about our top 10 favorite movies of all time. As of right now.
Yeah. Okay, I'm Owen, and my honorable mentions for my top 10 favorite movies, I have six of them, are It 2017, Guardians of the Galaxy, Star Wars 6, Return of the Jedi, S&M 2, which is a Metallica film with them playing with the San Francisco Symphony, School of Rock, and 13 Hours in Benghazi.
Okay.
Okay, number 10, top 10 favorite movies of all time.
I think we should probably do honorable mentions and then the top 10.
We have a script. We definitely have a script. Okay, let's...
My honorable mentions, I only have three, but they are Terminator 2, Judgment Day, Knives Out, and Star Wars 6, The Return of the Jedi.
Those are good.
Okay, my three honorable mentions are Knives Out, Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, and Avengers Endgame.
Those are all good.
Yes.
Okay, number 10 on my list is Mission Impossible 4, Rogue Nation. I really like this movie because... One, I just really love Tom Cruise, and I'm a huge fan of the Mission Impossible franchise series, and I just think this is my favorite one. 1917, I just saw this movie about a week ago, and number 9 is 1917, and it is such... I love war movies, and this is probably my favorite one because it is very inspiring, and it just has a bunch of heart. And I also really liked how they made it all look like it was taken in one shot. Number 8 is Star Wars 4, A New Hope. All of us are very big Star Wars fans, and I just really like this one. It wasn't quite my favorite Star Wars, but it was a really good one. Number 7 is Top Gun. I dressed up as Maverick for Halloween with Grady as Goose, and I think it was very lit. I love this movie. Number 6 was Spider-Man Far From Home. This is my favorite Marvel MCU movie of all time, and I really like Tom Holland. He is my favorite Spider-Man out of all three of them, and I think it's just very funny and very good action-packed movie. Number 5 is A Quiet Place. I like this movie because John Krasinski is my favorite actor from The Office and other stuff. And I like horror, but this was good because it was better described as a thriller than a horror, which I really enjoy because I like action and I like getting scared a little bit. Number 4 is Dark Knight. I really like superhero movies, and Batman is my favorite DC. And I just love Batman, and Christian Bale is a great one. And I thought this was a very good movie, although it was a little dark. Number 2 is Star Wars 5. Oh, number 3 is Knives Out. This was a very good movie. I love all the... I like how it was murder mystery. I like all the good actors. I like... the music. Number 2 is Star Wars 5, The Empire Strikes Back. This is by far my favorite Star Wars movie, and I...
Yeah.
No.
Stop it, James. And I really like it because I love Darth Vader. I love the part where Luke's hand gets chopped off. I love Han Solo in this movie. And number 1, I'm feeling a lot of people disagree with me on this, is Spinal Tap. I really like a bunch of 80s movies.
I never heard of this movie until he told me Spinal Tap is so good.
I love comedies, and I love rock music. I'm a huge music fan, and this is by far my favorite comedy or movie of all time, just for a bunch of different reasons.
Okay.
And it's very inappropriate.
Oh, okay. On that note... Here are my top 10 movies.
Didn't need to say that, though.
My number 10 Was Top Gun. I saw it for the first time pretty recently, but it's a good classic with really good action scenes. It's a pretty simple movie, but it's hard not to love this movie. My number 9 is Oblivion. I don't think either of you two have seen this, but it was an average sci-fi movie that I was watching with my dad. But the world building is like really, really, really cool, and the amazing plot twists at the end, and the ending itself is really good. My number 8 is Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones, the first Indiana Jones movie, and it's just
I forgot about Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I put it on my list like the day of like. But it's the greatest adventure story, except for one that I have on my list. But it's the greatest just action and adventure story. And again, it's one of those movies where it's hard not to have just an awesome time. And you can just rewatch it over and over again. My number 7, Kung Fu Panda. And it's just because it was one of the first movies I ever saw. And it was pretty funny when I was a kid. Not quite as funny now, but it's an amazing movie. Jack Black is a fat panda doing kung fu. It's amazing. My number 6 is Mission Impossible Fallout, and this was actually one of the first Mission Impossible movies that I ever saw, because I actually saw them like way out of order. But the end it kept you guessing till the last minute, and it's a great, great movie. My number 5 is The Matrix, and the story's really cool, and the themes in it are really good. And side note, I also really like the third one, even though a lot of people don't like it. I just really, really love it for some reason, but the second one's just awful.
Yeah.
My number 4 is Avengers Infinity War. Now, Star Wars Episode 5 Empire Strikes Back is not on this list, even though I do really, really like it, but I feel like Infinity War is the modern-day Empire Strikes Back. The bad guys lose, all the characters,
It's not as good.
Just shush.
It's really not.
No, but yeah, I just really, really love Infinity War. It's just amazing. My number 3 is the first Hobbit movie, The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey.
Oh, gosh.
And it has the best music. Shush. It has the best music in any Hobbit movie.
It's not even the second one. The second one's so much better.
It is.
No, not The Lord of the Rings. Oh. The Hobbit.
I know.
I've never seen The Hobbit. I've only seen The Lord of the Rings.
Okay, that's true. Desolation of Smaug is really good, but this one just has way more sense.
I don't know who that is.
You should watch them then. But it's my favorite soundtrack of any Lord of the Rings or Hobbit movie, and the action is great, and the story is good, and it sets it up for 3 other decent, if not really good, movies, because the third one's decent, but the second one's pretty good. My number 2 is Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. I don't need to explain myself. It's 10,000 times better than Empire Strikes Back.
It's not 10,000
better.
But
the reason is, if you picture yourself as a random guy in 1977 going to the movie theater and watching this movie, then it's going to be the best Star Wars movie, because there's never anything like it. Without this movie, we wouldn't have a lot of the movies on this list, actually. And it's just amazing.
I have a feeling Star Wars inspired a ton of directors.
Yeah.
Of the great
But
directors.
My number 1 movie, again, you guys might disagree with it, but it's actually Cats. No, I'm just kidding. no, my number 1 movie is called The Avengers of Tintin. And it's amazing.
Avengers of Tintin?
Adventures of Tintin. It's amazing animation, amazing music. It has a good ending. It was set up for a sequel that was never made. I'm really sad. But it's like good backstories to like the characters, and everything ties together.
Bless
and
you.
It's just really creative, and it's the best action adventure story.
You have a poster in your room, right?
Yes, I do. And yeah, I really like it. So now on to Grady's list.
Okay, so I have my top 10 list is at number 10, Napoleon Dynamite. It's a really good movie. It's just really funny. Owen and I memorized his dance at the talent show thing one time. Really funny.
We did it at Gators the other year.
Yeah. It's just a really funny movie that I love watching over and over again. My number 9 favorite movie is Penguins of Madagascar.
Please just move on to the next one.
Our family loves this movie really so much, and it's just a good family movie, and we just love watching it, and it's really funny. My number 8 is Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's just such a good movie.
That's my number eight, too.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
It's just such a good movie. And, like, with the Ark of the Covenant and, I don't know, it's just such a good movie. And then seven is Top Gun.
That was my seven, too. Now we're
okay,
twins.
Yeah. Shush.
I don't know. It's just such a good movie, and it's really emotional, and it's just like kind of like a perfect movie. Number six.
Did you cry?
Yes.
I didn't.
Yeah. I think we all did.
That's well, because we can't I say actually. Don't say what happens.
We're not.
Yeah.
No spoilers. Nobody dies. Definitely nobody.
Jeez,
okay, continue on.
No spoilers, James.
Number six is Dumb and Dumber. It's such a funny movie.
What?
I was
another Halloween costume.
Yeah, I was Harry and Owen was Lloyd. It's just such a funny movie, and I love watching it. Alien is number five for me. It's supposed to be a horror movie, although it's not that scary. It's just like a perfect like. There's like this monster that's killing everybody off, and then the. There's just someone at the end that has to stop it, and it's just a good movie. Guardians of the Galaxy is number four for me. Just the action in it's so good, and there's all the aliens that look really cool, and the soundtrack, since it's from the 70s.
What movie is really this?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah. It's just such a good... it's such a good movie with such good action and comedy. Number three is Rogue One.
I have a great question.
Oh, gosh. No.
No, it can't be on here. That's a mistake. That's a typo.
It's so good. I don't... James and Owen hate it. It's one of the movies that you either love it or you hate it.
Wait.
Can you name one of the characters' names in that movie?
Jyn Erso, Cassian Andor.
Of course.
Wait. Let me say something real quick.
Uh-huh.
I do not hate this movie. It is just my second least favorite Star Wars. I love all the Star Wars so much. It's just
except for number two and one.
Nobody likes number two.
Except for number two and one.
I like one, but that's a whole different story.
Bruh.
I really do not like this.
It just leads right into four.
I don't hate this movie. I very, very strongly
I think we're getting off track.
Yeah. Okay, number two is Aliens, which this is one of two movies that have been made that I feel like are perfect. Because there's so much action in it. There's so much, like, it's not supposed to be a comedy movie, but it's really funny sometimes. It's just so good. And then number one is Star Wars 5, because it's just amazing.
I love it. I just think there are a lot of Star Wars movies.
It is so good. Talk about it, Grady.
I love it.
Oh,
wait, let Grady talk about it.
Because, am I allowed to spoil it?
You can talk about seen Empire Strikes Back, then you've been living under a rock your entire life. So
yeah,
it's just
when Darth Vader tells Luke.
Blakely hasn't seen it.
Blakely doesn't watch this. Carry on.
We're not allowed to talk. What? Okay. It's just the plot twist at the end is so good, and the action is so good, and just all the fight scenes, like in the Millennium Falcon and like in the asteroid field, it's so good. I don't know. It's just my favorite movie of all time. And I've watched it, like, since I was really little.
I like the Hoth part at the very beginning. That part's really good. Like, where Luke gets, you know.
Yeah. It's just so good. So, yeah. Is there any discussion we want to have about our movie choices?
I don't like Rogue One.
Do you guys want a plot about Spinal Tap?
Yeah, why not?
Because there's absolutely no plot. It is pretty much Napoleon Dynamite, where it's just stupid stuff happening over and over again.
Okay, well, then I can see why you like it.
Okay. Rogue One.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
The characters you don't care about. The only good thing about it is the Darth Vader scene and the final third. And I have to admit, the final third is some of the best Star Wars just space
final
battles.
The third
portion of the movie. The
third act.
Yeah, that's what I meant. The third act is really, really good, but I mean, it's hard to like enjoy the third act when you don't care about any of the characters because they don't do anything important, in my opinion.
Oh, Princess Leia was in there.
Yeah, an animated version of Princess Leia.
She was there for like one shot and didn't say anything.
The entire movie.
The Tarkin thing was cool though when they made his face.
I mean, it's Tarkin.
What's a Tarkin?
Oh my god!
Tarkin,
oh,
and like leave. The general, like he leave. Died.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah,
then
yeah.
They made his face look, just, like, perfect.
Rogue One. No. This is just gonna turn into Grady and I arguing about amazing. Rogue One.
And the end is amazing. And then I mean, the beginning.
It's just.
Is
it's
okay.
The only
middle is good, and then the end is amazing.
It's just. It's. The entire so movie, good. We're just. It's just fan service, and then. Decent characters that we don't really care much about until the final third, which is just more fan service, but then
can
good
you
movie.
Just call it the third act, not the final.
Yeah, okay, yeah, the third act, sense. Which is good, but I mean, it's just not a movie you care about. It's a. And Solo is so much better.
Really, the only thing that I don't really like about this movie is how everyone died at the end.
Spoiler alert!
Oh, sorry, my gosh. I forgot! I'm like Tom Holland.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I actually really like that. That adds more to the story. I'm glad they didn't have just, like, a forced, like, kiss at the end. That would have made me cringe really hard. They're just, like, sitting there happy to be alive in this moment. Yeah. Okay. But, yeah, I think the only movie we really don't, like, talk and agree on that is good is, Rogue One. So that's the only thing we have
or
to talk
Kung
about.
Fu Panda.
Yeah, I don't really agree. I would put Kung Fu Panda as, like, number, like, 3,000.
Yeah. Just, I haven't seen it,
Well,
though.
I would put Penguins of Madagascar as negative
Penguins
4.
Penguins so of Madagascar I haven't seen since kindergarten.
Me too.
It's so funny.
Okay. Well, does anyone else have anything to talk about, or is that it?
Not really.
Grady, have anything?
Oh, yeah, The Dark Knight.
I love The Dark Knight.
Rewatching it, I think it's fine.
It's so good.
I just don't love
it. You should really
it.
See it, Grady.
Okay.
I give it, like, an average. It's just an average movie. It would be a bad superhero movie if it weren't for the Joker.
What about Spider-Man?
Far From Home
is number 6.
I don't love it, but we don't need to talk about it.
I kind of get it. Yeah, I kind of get it, though.
I don't love the movie. Like, I wouldn't... Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's all we have to talk about for today. Thank you for tuning in to the Kid Critics Podcast. And make sure to give our podcast a like and a good rating on Apple Podcast. And we'll see you guys in the next podcast. That was...
Episode.
Good. Okay, go.
The Kid Critics are amazing.
Okay, cut.
Boop.